Welcome to your celibate.
Good evening.
You may be wondering, my dear friends, why there is no tree this time.
We were just talking about it before you came in.
Yes. I wanted to speak with you before the end of this year. The children will try in your own homes over your holiday time to make contact with you. So I say to you, my dear friends, be aware at all times that they may be able to move or touch you.
Could somebody have come to me in a dream last night?
People are always used in dreams. They are not dreams most of the time,
but
communication.
A little boy who I didn't recognize.
Yes.
In a very strange dream.
Yes. Do not always think of it as an ordinary dream.
Mm.
When individuals wish to communicate, they take every opportunity they can. This one was attracted to you, to your light, your spiritual light, and he feels that compassion and love which you feel for others.
Oh, that's great. It's just, in my dream, I went into the bedroom and he was in the bed.
Yes.
And he just made himself at home.
Is that not what small children do on the earth plane?
Yes.
He considers you to be not just a friend, but a mother figure. So please, my dear friends, if he comes to you, talk to him.
Yeah.
Yes. You will know the difference between the dream state and the actual visitation.
Well, it was such a vivid dream, I had to write it down, and I haven't written a dream down for years.
Yes, that is why. That is why it is not what you call dream.
Mm.
It is a visitation of a child to someone he has found comfort with.
Oh, lovely.
So, you see, all of you may have this contact if you are open to it.
Yes, I had a visitation from my mother not too long ago, but I'm absolutely sure it was a proper visitation.
Yes.
Because, like Serena said, it was just so vivid.
Yes.
And the hug, I cried with happiness and I woke up crying, and the hug was so real. It just, you know, it didn't feel like a dream. And the people in it.
And why would your mother not wish to hug you?
Yes, of course. It was.
Conditions are right.
Yes.
We in spirits will take all of the opportunities we need.
Mm.
So, you are blessed, both of you, to have had this experience.
Mm.
But it happens to all of you.
Mm-hmm.
It is just that most of the time you do not remember. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Pay more attention to it.
Yes. What I would like to do this evening and say to you is something I have not done with you before. So, my dear friends, I hope you can accept my words, and it is up to you with your own free will whether you attempt this or not. Firstly, I want you to close your eyes and take a sigh, deep breath, and try to relax. If you cannot, it matters not. But for those of you who can, please continue to listen to what I am telling you. In the state of quietness and calm, I want you to let your spirit be free. And the first thing that you can do is to quietly feel the sound of that most important organ in your physical body, the heart. I want you to feel what your heart is telling you. I am going to give you a few moments to do this. Listen to what you are being told. And if anyone wishes to tell us what they feel, then that would indeed be quite wonderful. Do not be afraid to let the spirit go. You are well protected. What are you feeling? Where is the physical body? These things we are doing this evening are for all of you to move forward. And as always, some of you may be able to, others may not. But it is entirely up to each individual. Are you listening to the heart?
Yes.
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 Yeah. Yeah, it's sort of... you begin to lose your individuality and...
Yes.
Feel just connected.
You must let that go. Yes. And what does that feel like?
Very peaceful, like part of a big ring.
Yes. Does anyone else feel that?
I feel mine might be saying. steady down.
Yes.
Or something like that. I know what it means, but difficult to explain.
What I wish you to do, my dear friends, if you feel the closeness and the knowledge of the heart, use another important organ within the body. Choose whatever you wish and listen to that organ talking to you. This, I tell you, is a very good way to do self-healing. If you can achieve this quietness, this giving up of the spirit, then you would be indeed very well in your physical lives.
I feel like I'm outside of my body and kind of looking at it with so much love.
Yes, you must love your body. Every single part, you must love your body. Without accepting and knowing that love, you are missing so much. And the time has come. Going into another one of your earthly years, to allow yourself to know yourself and to listen more clearly to what Spirit is saying. Can you feel the peace?
Yes.
Is anyone struggling? No. If only you could see, my dear friends, what's around you at this moment in time. The beauty and the glory all things. Listen and feel. Two very important words. Listen and feel. Can you feel yourself become lighter?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And lighter. Does anyone wish to communicate with the rest of us in what they are feeling?
I feel I'm being asked to just share the joy.
Yes. And will you?
I will.
Yes. In accepting that offer, you are allowing the spirit to grow. And you are capable of this exercise, shall we call it, any time, any place, anywhere. You can do it, and you can make yourselves closer to spirit than perhaps you are at this time in space.
I'm cloaked in purple, that's what I can see.
Yes.
Which is a
that is the cloak of protection. Have you never been aware of it previously?
I have here, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Just know that you are safe in the hands of Spirit. No harm can come to you whilst we come together.
I've been asking myself just recently whether or not there's something wrong with my heart physically, because I've been having symptoms that I've been ignoring.
And what has your answer been? Have you asked?
I have asked when I'm on my own, and I believe the answer's come back to me that everything's fine.
Yes. Let's say stress does not help.
No.
And you understand that word well.
Yes.
Yes. But when you speak to any organ within your body, you must get to the state of peace and calmness and feel their protection at all times. Because what you are doing, in fact, is allowing the spirit and the physical body to separate.
Mm.
And you all understand that.
Yes.
So all I am asking you to do in the forthcoming new year of your time on earth is to listen more closely to what you know is right for yourself. Don't worry about others, but focus upon yourself and that beautiful spirit that you are. I will leave it with you, my dear friends, and you do have free will to either continue on this pathway or to stay where you are. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We ask the great Creator that we feel the love. We feel the love of others. And we know the wonder of Spirit. We ask the great Creator and give thanks for all that we have been given. And I too ask the great Creator for a blessing for all that you, my dear friends, have given to me. And with those words, I would like you to join with your bodies. Feel happy and contented. And I will just answer a few questions at this time before the evening continues. I wish you all much love, kindness and hope for your coming new year.
Thank you. And I choose the path of growth.
Mm-hmm.
Growth.
You're not saying goodbye, are you, Salamat?
No, I am not saying goodbye. I will come as often as I can. But we have spent many years talking together. And I feel it is important that you, as my dear friends and help us gain the best that you can from my visits. We have spoken on many, many subjects, and I have to say that my choice of people have been wonderful, but I am not leaving you just yet.
Oh, thank you.
Now, is there any questions this time? Questions seem very unimportant, don't they?
Yes.
When you have experienced the love which you, and I hope you did feel.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I feel too peaceful to think
that's wonderful.
Yes. You have used the correct words that I would have wished to have heard.
I have a fairly unimportant question, but it was a few months ago, another speaker said that they knew you in spirit as Starlight 5. And I know that as a conglomerate, maybe different aspects maybe show up in different realms, but I wonder if you have other, if you can share any other names that you sometimes go by.
Yes, no, I do not wish to disclose names because it is unimportant.
Right.
And when you were given that name, it was felt that it was necessary just for that one time.
Right.
It is not important what name I use at any time. I come, as you know, on a spiritual mission. And that is the way I wish to leave it.
Well, we're glad you chose this little group.
Yes.
So when we pass to spirit, will we feel you around, or part of you?
Only if you so desire, but it is not something that would normally happen. You already have your guides in spirit. You have your loved ones from past times. They are all waiting ready for you.
Yeah, I see.
So there is no need for us, especially as a conglomerate of beings, to do that work. You understand?
Yeah.
But if the desire was strong enough, then you would be shown, I will not say what, because I do not wish to place thoughts into your mind.
I see. Well, thank you.
But of course we feel very glad that you would even suppose that we would meet. Yes, so I'm sorry, sir. I hope my reply was enough for you, but it isn't really important.
No, it's not important. I guess it's just one of those questions of interest, but not importance. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand. That's fine. The other thing I wondered about, you've said in the past about this new energy that would be discovered from the oceans at some point.
Yes.
I did try to Google it a bit on the internet, but I couldn't find anything yet. Is it something still that is to come?
It is to come.
Right.
Yes, yeah. It is. I will use your earthly phrase again patients.
Right, yeah.
These things cannot be accomplished in an instant.
Hmm.
But I assure you, it will happen. And in fact, they are discovering things already, although it has not been made public.
Hmm.
But yes, it will happen.
Right. Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sure it will. It's just a question of time. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
And remember, we have no dictation of time in the same way as you do.
Hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That always makes it
space-time
tricky.
Mm-hmm. I know that there's been a lot of excitement in certain circles amongst engineers and scientists about creating a sun on our planet.
Yes.
And creating nuclear fusion, which is a safer form of nuclear energy. And the raw materials that would be hydrogen from the oceans.
Yes.
The different isotopes.
Yes, you are well read, sir.
Hmm.
And I am pleased to say that the nuclear side of those discoveries is as nuclear power should have been used earlier on for the good of mankind. And as you all know, it has been abused like many other things in your world.
Yes.
But you are quite correct. There is excitement in your world at this moment.
The engineering difficulties are overwhelming because they need temperatures of 100 million Celsius up against conditions where the temperature is close to absolute zero to produce something known as superconductivity, so that an incredible electrical current can create a magnetic field strong enough to hold an ingredient at the temperature of 100 million Celsius.
Mm.
And these are overwhelming problems, but it is certainly focusing minds.
I only have to say again one of your earthly sayings: all things are possible.
Yes.
Especially when they are in collaboration with spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that is all I need to say.
Yes.
All things are possible.
There's a lovely collaboration between countries too over this project.
Yes. That is where goodness and senses come into play.
Yes.
When countries can come together for the betterment of all.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, wonderful.
Mm. I will take one more question this time.
I was going to ask
My dear friend, your silence is so loud.
Well, I'm still where you put me. So.
Yeah.
I think Graham's got another one.
Yes.
I was going to ask a question, quite different. About how we are on this planet to evolve spiritually in the way that we do, where the conditions are that in our younger lives, when we're say in our teens or in our 20s, we often make the biggest decisions in our life, like choice of partner, jobs, things which are really profound, whether to have children, families, things like that. And quite often, because we are so young, we often get it wrong. But then you have said there's no such thing as accidents, like making a wrong choice of partner, for instance, and then ending in divorce and all the ripples that go out from that. It seems almost that that situation where we are so inexperienced and perhaps so unable to make big decisions is when we make them. I think you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, if you take it from a spiritual spiritual viewpoint.
Yes.
If you speak about energy, which we all are.
Yes.
In young people in your world, it is almost like the apex of energy.
Right.
Which either goes for good or bad, as you call it.
Mm.
I do not call it bad. Because all of these happenings create experience for
yes.
growth and spirituality.
Yes.
So for us, we do not see this as a problem.
No.
Not like you would on the earth plane.
No, I understand that, but it was just a thought.
Yes.
Yes, that...
But yes, I entirely agree.
Yes.
From a physical point of view,
mm.
it does not always make sense to you.
No.
But those who have experienced difficulties sometimes come through, how do you say, to the other side with a greater knowledge of people,
mm-hmm.
greater knowledge for many, many things. So for that, it is a good happening, if you like.
Yes.
But I understand your question.
There is a saying that if we could only lead our lives backwards,
yes, so
then yes. that would be cheating.
wouldn't it?
Yes.
It wouldn't happen.
No, of course not.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for those words. That's wonderful.
Yeah, thank you for an interesting evening.
As I take my leave at this time, I want to wish all of you, I am going to say, much spiritual love. Because spiritual love comes not only from you as individuals, but from all of those who have loved you in past times, and those small people who are to come, perhaps, within your lifetimes. So I say to you all, my dear friends, I give thanks for our meetings. It brings me great joy and those with whom I work. I am always so pleased to see that you heed my words and mostly accept what I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I will take my leave. I cloak you all in love, and until we meet once more, I leave you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. My love goes with you to your back to your home.
Yes. We do not actually celebrate with bright lights. May the great Creator bless you all.
You are the bright lights.
Yes, you have enough light.
You don't need extra light.
Mm.